CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 6th of August 2023. Here are the main news headlines. Tonight at 8, events on Ofcom consultation, YOTA summer camp in Hungary, RSGB coding resources and activities. A reminder that the second of the RSGB special Tonight at 8 events on the Ofcom consultation will take place on Monday the 7th of August. This time the focus will be on foundation and intermediate topics, including call sign and exam changes, as well as the consultation clauses that might lead to new opportunities for outreach activities for everyone. The consultation also affects anyone who isn't currently licensed but is thinking about taking the exams in the next couple of years. After a short introduction, a panel of RSGB experts will answer your questions on this important Ofcom consultation. For this event, you can submit a question in advance by 6 p.m. today, Sunday the 6th of August. Send a brief question with your name and call sign to comms, that's COMMS, at rsgb.org.uk. You can also ask a question on the night via the live chat. This is an important event. Do join it live on Monday via the RSGB YouTube channel. To find out more about the consultation and this event, go to the RSGB website under License Review. You can watch a recording of the first Tonight at 8 event on the Ofcom consultation via the RSGB's YouTube channel. The 2023 Youngsters on the Air, or YOTA, summer camp in Hungary began this weekend and lasts for a week. The four young people representing the RSGB are Alexander DuRose, 2E0FMZ, who's the team leader, Henry James Robinson, M7HJR, Hannah Lee, M7YYQ, and Jake Saul, M7JNS. Each day they'll be sharing news of the activities they enjoy and the amateur radio skills they learn. Take a look at their updates over the coming week on the RSGB website under YOTA-Hungary and read their fuller report in the October issue of Radcom. As part of the RSGB's commitment to encourage youngsters into amateur radio and to support lifelong learning, the Society is providing resources and creating coding activities for people to get involved in throughout the month of September. From the BBC Microbit to Node Red and GNU Radio, there are some great activities you could try yourself with your club or arrange at a local school or community group. If you're an experienced coder, the Society would like you to support this initiative by passing on your enthusiasm to a local school or STEM club with the help of the suggested activities. If you're new to coding and have no idea what Python is or Raspberry Pi, then the activities will set you on the path of discovery. Find out more on the RSGB website under coding. If you would like to get involved, contact ESRG member John Hislop, G70HO, via G70HO at rsgb.org.uk. The RSGB has responded to an Ofcom consultation on licensing Enhanced Long-Range Navigation, or ELORAN, systems. This would use a new network of 400 kilowatt EIRP transmission at around 90 to 110 kilohertz to provide an alternative to GPS for position, navigation and timing, or PNT. The response, which can be found on the RSGB Spectrum forum pages, focused on the high levels of out-of-band emissions that would affect the weak signal 136 kHz amateur location, as well as transparency on transmitter licensing. The consultation response can be viewed by visiting the rsgb.org/go/sfpapers. The ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio in the US, has filed comments against a proposal that would introduce high-power digital communications to the shortwave spectrum that in many instances is immediately adjacent to amateur HF bands. You can read the full story, which is entitled ARRL Files Comments Against Seriously Flawed HF Rules Petition, via arrl.org/news. Now for details of rallies and events, part one of the British Amateur Television Club's convention for Amateur TV 2023, or CAT 23, is taking place today, Sunday the 6th of August, at Midland Air Museum, Coventry. It's a meet-up, show-and-tell, test-and-fix-it and bring-and-buy event from 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. There are full ATV and microwave test facilities available for QO100, 5.6 gigs FM, port down mini tuner, ride and power amplifiers and preamps. King's Lynn Amateur Radio Club's 33rd Great Eastern Radio Rally is taking place today, Sunday the 6th. The venue is Gaywood Community Centre, Gayton Road, King's Lynn, Norfolk, PE34EL. Doors open to visitors at 9 a.m, admission £2.50. Doors open to traders from 7 a.m. The outdoor pitch can cost £8 and an indoor table costs £10. Car parking free. There are trade stands and bring and buy area. On-site catering is available. For more information, contact Rally, that's rally.klarc@gmail.com, or visit klarc.org.uk. Kirkenzie and Port Seton Amateur Radio Club's 28th annual mini rally night takes place on Friday the 11th of August. It'll be held at the Community Centre, Main Hall, Port Seton, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Tables will be allocated on a first-come, first-served basis, £2 entry fee for everyone. Disabled access and food will be available. For more information, email bob.gm4uyz@talktalk.net. The Flight Refuelling Amateur Radio Society Hamfest will be held on Sunday the 13th of August from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. The venue is the Cobham Sports and Social Club Ground, Merley, near Wimborne in Dorset, BH21 3DA. Admission £5 if this includes parking. Talking will be on 145.550 MHz. On-site catering, bar facilities and an RSGB bookstall will be available. At landowner's request, no dogs except guide dogs are allowed on site. Indoor and field pitches are available and car boot traders are welcome from 7 a.m. For more information, email tbaker@tiscali.co.uk, visit frars.co.uk or phone 07743475018. Now for special event news, DR45HAAN is a special call sign for DARC's Ortsverband Hahn to celebrate its 45th anniversary. The station will be active until the 30th of September. All QSOs will be confirmed automatically via the Bureau and direct cards via DL7ET. Special call sign LX90RTL is in use to celebrate the 90th anniversary of Radio Luxembourg's first longwave broadcast. It'll be used by various LX operators until the end of the year. Listen for the call sign on the HF bands on SSB, CW digital modes and satellite. All QSOs will be confirmed automatically via the DARC Bureau. The logs will be uploaded to Club Log, Logbook of the World and EQSL on a regular basis. For more information, see qrz.com. 9A66AA is a special call sign that Tom, 9A2AA, will be using throughout 2023 to mark his 66th year in amateur radio, QSL via Tom's home call. GM8 SOTA and GM8 BOTA are the special call signs that 9Mike8HAZ and others will be using during 2023 whilst operating from various mountains and beaches in Sarawak, eastern Malaysia. QSL for both call signs via 9M8HAZ Direct. Logbook of the World and Club Log. Now for DX News, Anton RG0C will be active as stroke P from Shantar Islands, AS044 and surrounding area, until the 10th of August. He'll operate low power CW on 20 metres, QSL via home call. MEC SP7VC and Cassia SQ70YL will be active as OY stroke SP7VC from Iceland until the 17th of August. Look for activity on 26, 4 and 2 metre bands. France, DJ0TP will be active as TK stroke call sign from the main island of Corsica, EU014, until the 3rd of September. QSL via DJ0TP's home call and logbook of the world. Contest news, the UK 6-metre group summer marathon ends its 3-month run today, Sunday the 6th of August. Using all modes on the 6-metre band, the exchange is your 4-character locator. Also today, the 432 megahertz low power contest runs from 0800 to 1200 UTC. All modes on the 77s band, the exchange is signal report, serial number, locator. UK and Crown dependency stations send the first 2 letters of their postcode. On Tuesday the 8th of August, the 432 megs FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC, FM on the 70 centimetre bands. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. This is followed by the 432 megs UK activity contest, which runs 1900 to 2130 UTC, all modes on the 77s band. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday the 9th of August, the 432 megs FT8 activity, 4-hour contest, runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC, FT8 on the 77s band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. And also Wednesday the 9th, the 432 megs FT8 activity, 2-hour contest, runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC, FT8 on the 77s band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. On Thursday the 10th of August, the 50 megahertz UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC, all modes on the 6-metre band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday the 3rd of August. The sun continues to be very active over the last week, they write, with a large number of sunspots, numerous C and M class flares and coronal mass ejections, ejection or two. And a mass ejection or two. A coronal mass ejection is predicted to hit Earth this weekend, which could see the KP index rise, but it's not expected to be too extensive. Active region 3380 and expanded in both size and magnetic complexity, firing off numerous solar flares. Luckily, it's now rotating out of view, so it isn't a threat anymore. The solar flux index remained above 170 all week and a sunspot number of 135 on Thursday. Don't forget that this doesn't mean there are 135 sunspots, as each group counts towards counts 10 towards the total. 3 sunspots in 3 groups equals 30 plus 3, or 33. Geomagnetic conditions were mixed, with one period giving a KP index of 4 and many when it was over 3. The main DX being chased this week wasn't actually too far away. 1A0C station at the Sovereign Military Order of Malta, which confusingly is actually in Rome, gave amateurs plenty of opportunity to add to their band slot totals. The station was raising money for humanitarian charitable projects and was easy to work from the UK. Next week, NOAA's Space Weather Prediction Centre thinks that the solar flux index will remain in the 165 to 170 region. The KP index shouldn't rise above 3, although that depends on whether we have any coronal mass ejections. There are also signs that we're starting to leave the summer HF doldrums. MUFs over a 3,000-kilometre path have occasionally gone over the 28 megs at times, but we're still a long way away from autumn HF conditions despite the weather. And now VHF and up. The unsettled weather is here for a bit longer, but there may be a run in, maybe an end in sight as we move through the second half of next week. To begin, there will be areas of low pressure in control, bringing rain or showers and more rain scatters on the gigahertz band. Midweek, the high edge is in from the west and remains close to the southeast into the next weekend, but lows and weather fronts will probably return to the western areas by the end of the week. Nevertheless, this should be a period of tropo for many areas, if only temporarily for western areas. Meteor scattered could be good with a steady advance towards the peak of the Perseids on the 12th and 13th of August. It might even be warm enough to stand outside in the southeast and listen to the pings whilst watching the evening sky for meteor trails. Aurora can't be discounted either. Can't be discarded either. Should the KP index show higher values than, say, 5, and there have been a number of auroral contacts reported by Nordic stations over the last week. In August, there's still some sporadic heat to be had, as luckily the jet stream pattern is still quite busy, giving ample triggers for sporadic heat due to the turbulence they create. As often mentioned, a good time to check if you're a busy person is around tea time or late afternoon. Moon declination goes positive on Saturday, so moon visibility windows will lengthen throughout the week. We've passed perigee, so path losses are rising again. 144 meg sky noise is low, but rising, reaching moderate levels next weekend. And that's it from the propagation team this week, and it's all from me also until next week.